Today's shiur is Daf Tes. We're going to begin on Daf Chesam Beis, five lines from the bottom. Amamar. We've been learning a brisa, which the brisa discussed the various rishuyos of Shabbos. So we're talking about someone who's standing on the iskupa, which yesterday we indicated that the iskupa has a din of a makom ptur, and Amamar. The person standing on the eskupa should not take an article from the balabayis, for noisim oni, the balabayis sitting in Rosh Yochid, and pass it over to the oni who's sitting in Rosh Rabim, or ma'oni take something from the oni in the Rosh Rabim for noisim balabayis and give it to the balabayis who's sitting in the Rosh Yochid. Why? Because we're effecting a transfer between Rosh Yochid and Rosh Rabim. However, since, as we learned, it's not going directly from the Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there is no Chiyiv Chatas, there's no Daraisa, and that's why the Braisa said, from Notel V'Noson, if this actually happened, Shlosh to Peturim, Peturim we explained, is Potar Aval Osir, it's only Osir Midrabbon, not Midaraisa. Says the Gemara, Lame Davit Yufta Derava, should this Braisa not be a refutation of what Rava says? Dama Rava, Rava says like this: Hamava chayfes metchilas dal l'soif dal b'shus rabim. Somebody standing in b'shus rabim, and he carries something from the beginning of b'shus rabim, four amos from b'shus rabim, which we've been speaking is the zechiv for carrying four amos from b'shus rabim. Apishavir derech olaf, even though when he was carrying the object was l'mal miyutfachim, and we've also said that l'mal yutfachim is a makom ptur. Because Rosh Hashanah Rabbim only goes up to Yud Fochim. So ostensibly what happened here, he went from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Makom Ptur to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he's Chayiv. So now we have a stira. Al Gemara, Al Braisa says that you go from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim through a Makom Ptur, you're Potter. You're only Chayiv Midrabbanan, you're Potter Midaraisa. And here it says if you go Dal Ram to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though the Chayfetz, even though the item was above the area of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so you went out of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Yechayiv. So how we reconcile Rava with this Braisa? And says the Gemara, Hasam Leinach Hachanach. And our Gemara didn't go directly from the Rosh Hashanah Yochid to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It stopped in the Makom Ptur. So since it stopped in the Makom Ptur, that's why he's not Chayiv Midaraisa. However, in this case, it stopped. In Rava's case, it didn't stop, and that's why the fact that it passed through the Makom Ptur won't change anything. This Gemara is very relevant la'aloch l'maisa. Where's relevant la'aloch l'maisa? Let's say somebody, one of the eitzes that they give for carrying a key on Shabbos for women is that they should have a pin, have a nice pin, and the key is part of the pin. So what's this person doing? She comes outside her home. She's standing in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and she takes the key off her lapel or off her dress and sticks it into the keyhole. So she's standing in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and she's putting in the key into the Rosh Hashanah Hayochid. So that should be... The keyhole is a Chayri Rosh Hashanah Hayochid, which we discussed already a few times. Chayri Rosh Hashanah Hayochid have a din of Rosh Hashanah Hayochid. How is permitted? So one of the reasons why the Paiskim are makel on this is because they say like this: where is the key on the person's clothing? It's lamalam yutfachim. Yutfachim is about 40 inches. Lamalam yutfachim is the top part of her body. It's going to be above 3.5 feet. It'll be in the makom ptur. She's taking it from the lapel of her dress, which is a makom ptur, to the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, to the keyhole. Going from a Makom Ptur to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, we learned as Mutter. And that's the way many Rishonim learn, and based on that, it would be permitted. Other Rishonim, however, learn that since she actually is standing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's the way the Ritva and the Rajba learn, even though the key is actually in an area that's Lamala Miyutfachim, but since she's standing in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's considered as if the key is bottled to her, and if she's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's considered the key is in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and then this idea wouldn't work. We learned further in the Braisa. Achem Oimrim, Eskupa Mishamesh Shtei Rishuyus. This threshold of the door it serves a dual purpose. Bezman shapesach, besuach, when it's open, kilafnim, then the threshold area has a din, like the inside has a din, like Rishus HaYochid. Pesach Nol, when the threshold area with it has its door closed, Kilchus, and the threshold area will be considered like Rishus HaRabim. Now, the Gemara, the next piece of Gemara is going to try to explain the story, just the story, based on halachic principles, of course. The Gemara at this point is learning that what is this a threshold to? This is a threshold, an entranceway to a mavi. What is a mavi? So we describe the mavi as an area that has three walls. We're opening on the fourth side to Rishus HaRabim. Midaraisa, that area is Rishus HaYochid, has three walls. Midrabanan, you can't carry in a mavi unless you make either a lechi is a side post, or a kairu, which is a cross beam. First we'll talk about a side post. By making a side post, what you accomplish is that you can carry in the lechi. So what did this person do? There's an entranceway area. We have an entranceway area, which is also what the Gemara is calling the skupa, and he made a lechi. And the question is, could he carry in this entranceway area? So if you have a lechi, if this is your lechi, this stick, you have a stick that's your lechi. From where, and this is your mavo, you have the three walls. How much into the area would you be allowed to carry? You'd only be allowed to carry if you're standing at the front, from behind the stick. Because what does the lechi accomplish? What a lechi, what a side post accomplishes is, it's a hecker, it shows the people inside here that it's not completely open. But the people on the outside could not carry. So that's how the Gemara is learning now, that we're dealing with a mavi that has a lechi, and the question is, can you carry in the entranceway that's before the lechi? That's how we're going to start the Gemara, the first malach. Ask the Gemara, Vavgav de lesla lechi. So first the Gemara assumes that there's no lechi at all. Vam Rav Chama b'gur yom rav, toicha pesach, tzarch lechi achel teira. That even if you have a lechi, you only can carry past the lechi, not before the lechi. So let's say you have, again, back to our story. Here you have the lechi, and this is the entranceway. So you could take a carry in here, but you can never carry before the lechi, which is the entranceway. So here, the Gemara, the Brisa said that if the door is open, you could carry inside. How could you carry inside? The lechi doesn't do the trick for the inside area. V'chitema, if you want to tell me, the lesbe dalet al dalet, that the entrance area doesn't have its own dalet al dalet, and that's why, even though there isn't have its own lechi, you'll be allowed to carry in the entranceway area. V'amar Rav Chumah b'gur yom rav, toicha pesach, in the entranceway area, afal pi she'ein bo dalet al dalet. Even if it's a very small entranceway area, still tzarech lechi achel hatir. If you're going to want to carry in it, you're going to have to make another lechi to be able to carry between the two lechis. So what are you telling me if the door's open or closed? It wouldn't make a difference if the door's open or closed. We're only dealing with one lechi, and that one lechi only permits inside the mavi, inside the alleyway, not before the alleyway. So what's going on here? That's why the Gemara says we're still talking about a mavi, but with a different type of a heter. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hocha b'skupas mavi askinan. We're dealing with a threshold, an entranceway to a mavi, but we weren't using a lechi to permit carrying inside the mavi. We used a kaira. What is a kaira? A kaira is a crossbeam. And chetzya mekura, the chetzya she'en mekura. You have the crossbeam does not cover the entire entranceway. So again, if this is your crossbeam, if this is your crossbeam, this stick, it would only, and this is your entranceway, the crossbeam is only covering part of the entranceway, not all of the entranceway. Why is a crossbeam different? Why is a kaira, a crossbeam, different than a lechi? Because first of all, the hecker of a lechi, what the lechi accomplishes is only for the people inside. The kaira, since it's much longer, it goes across the whole entranceway, also is for the people on the outside. That's number one. Number two, a kaira, halacha says, pitikri yair v'tzaisim. The kaira goes down all the way, and it makes like the wall, like there's a wall, and it's completely closed off. And that's why he wants to say that if the entire area inside, under the kaira, is considered like a Rishus HaYachid, because of that it's a Kaira. So let's look into the Gemara. The cross beam does not cover the entire depth of the entranceway. Which part has the cross beam? The part that's closer to the Mavui. Pesach Pesuach, when the door is open, Kilifnim. So I say that that area becomes part of the Mavui, and you'll be allowed to carry under the cross beam, because I say just like the Mavui is Rosh HaSayachid, the area under the cross beam will be Rosh HaSayachid. However, Pesach no, when the door is closed, so it separates the area under the cross beam from the rest of the Mavui, and the area under the cross beam is now schlepped with the other side of the cross beam, which is Rishus HaRabim, and you won't be able to carry under the cross beam. However, Rashi and all the Rishonim point out, this is only when the cross beam itself is not Dal Tfachim thick. If the cross beam itself were to be Dal Tfachim thick, it would become its own area, and it would not be subordinate not to Rishus HaYachid when the door is open, and not to Rishus HaRabim when the door is closed. It would be its own area, which I would say P'tikri Yorvet Soysim, on the two sides of the cross beam, and you could only carry under it in either direction, even with the door open or closed.
So if you make a kara, it has a limit to how wide it can be.
A kara, in fact, the kara doesn't have a minimum.
No, limit to how wide. To the,
it doesn't have a maximum. Why is there a maximum?
If it's
right, that's the maximum. If you're going to have a kaira that's dalat amis, what you're going to do is you can only carry under the kaira. Exactly. So we're saying is a kaira, your mavi will be okay, but you won't be able to carry from the mavi to the area under the kaira. In other words, if you have a kaira that's bigger than dalat al dalat, in the mavi you'll be allowed to carry. Why? Because they have a kaira. As soon as you have a kaira, you can carry in the mavi. But the question is, can you carry under the kaira, or can you carry from the kaira into the Mavui? So if the Kaira is less than Dal Tfachim and the door is also open, you'll be allowed to carry from the area under the Kaira into the Mavui. If on the other hand the Kaira is wider than Dal Adalad, now let's just talk about when it's thinner and the door is closed, then you'll only be allowed to carry from it to the Rishus HaRabim. When it's wider, you'll be allowed to carry under it, but never to the Rishus HaYachid or to the Rishus HaRabim, because it becomes its own area. That's the way he learns Pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Ashi is bothered with these two Pshatim. What's his bother? The Bryce is talking about a house. All of a sudden we switch gears and we're not talking about a house. We say we're talking about a Mavui. So Rav Ashi is going to try to figure out how we could be talking about a house. So Rav Ashi says, "Olam b'skupas bayis haskinim. Ukigon shikira b'shtei kairis." You have two cross beams in front of your house, and the door is between the two cross beams. Neither cross beam has a dalad. Why? Because we go back to what we said a moment ago. As soon as you have a cross beam with a dalad, that area becomes its own area, because we say p'tikr v'yari v'saisim, and we have its own rishus. So we always want to avoid it having a dalad by itself. However, v'ein bein zu l'zu shalish, but between the two cross beams, there are no three tvachim, so we could say they love it through love it, that they're connected. The delf the emsa, and the door is between the two cross beams. So if Pesach Pesuach, if the door is open, so I say I have two cross beams, and the entire area under the cross beams becomes subordinate to the house. However, Pesach no, if the door is closed, so the area under the deeper cross beam will be part of the house, the area on the outside of the door will be kilchutz, and you won't be allowed to carry there. Now, we also learned, v'm hoise skupa gvar yod v'rchav adalit, if the skupa is 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide, hareze l'shus l'atzma. What does it mean, it's rishus l'atzma? You can't carry from that rishus, not to the rishus ha-yachid, not to the rishus ha-rabim. So when you think about this line, it's very troubling. That you're not allowed to carry from this area to the Rishus HaRabim makes a lot of sense, because it has all of the requirements of Rishus HaYachid. It's Yod and Dalet. But why can't you carry to Rishus HaYachid? Why is it Rishus La'atzma and you can't carry to Rishus HaYachid? It's Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid. So if you have an escupa, you have a decent entranceway in front of your house, it's Dalet by Yod, why can't you carry from that area into your house? Or from your house into that area? It's Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid. says the Gemara, a big chiddush. Mesayla l'Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Dam Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Oyma haremeya. Kam makam shemaya tamaitzu shtei rishuyis. Wherever you find two distinct areas, v'hein rishus achad, but they're really one in, as far as halacha is concerned. And he gives right away an example. Kigon omed rishus hayochid, gevoy yud v'rochav dalet. Let's say you'll have a pillar in the middle of your rishus hayochid. That's 10 by 4, so it is the rishus hayochid. So you would say that you're allowed to carry from that pillar into the rishus hayochid. It's two rishus hayochids. He says osel kasef alav. You can't carry from rishus hayochid onto that pillar. Why? So the way I explain it is like this. Let's say you have two streets. You have 58th Street and 57th Street. 58th Street is Rishus HaYochid, for whatever reason, and 57th Street is Rishus HaRabim. On 58th Street, you'll have a pillar that's 10 by 4. Could you carry on 58th Street from the pillar to the street? The answer is yes. It's Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid. On 57th Street, which is a Rishus HaRabim, could you carry from the pillar to the street? It's a deraisa. You're going from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. But a person doesn't realize the difference between 57th and 58th. So in order that a person shouldn't chas v'shalom on 57th Street carry from the pillar to the street, so that's why even on 58th Street I don't carry from the pillar to the street. Ask Tosfos, so where do we draw the line? Tosfos exactly says those words. So I was like, you can't go from your first floor to your second floor. If you can't carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, according to a mayor, you can't do anything anymore. So Tosfos says, and we have to understand the guidelines, but Tosfos says the guidelines are that if this is a situation that could occur in Rishus HaRabim. In other words, it's highly likely that you could have a pillar or a stand in Rishus HaRabim where you could accidentally carry from it to Rishus HaRabim. That's where Ramei will tell you that even in a Rishus HaYochid, don't carry. But in a house, it's a house. So you don't have pillars in a house, it's just one big house. So there's no concern of mix-up from a house to a street, and the Ramei would agree you could carry in the house. Otherwise, somebody pointed out, you would never be able to carry in a shul from the bima to anywhere else. The bima is Rishus HaYochid for itself. It's Yud Bei Dalet. But we don't pass him like Ramei anyway, and we pass him that if you have Rishus HaYochid within a Rishus HaYochid, you can carry from one to the other. Begins the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "La yeshiv adam l'fnei asapel samach l'mincha." A person is not supposed to take a haircut before time to daven mincha. So we're going to discuss what time that means as soon as we start the Gemara. But the first question that we have is, what does this Mishnah have to do with Masechet Shabbos? It's a nice recess here from some hard Gemaras, but it doesn't really have anything to do with Masechet Shabbos. So Rashi answers that, since we're going to learn in the next Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph, that there's a halacha of lo yetzi chayit b'machtoi, that a tailor is not allowed to go out carrying his needle on Erev Shabbos, which is a gzeira, so the Mishnah preceding it also tells us about gzeiras, that you shouldn't take a haircut or do other things before mincha. It's just, we're getting into the mode of gzeiras. That's how Rashi learns. The Rishash learns that the minig was and is, that people take haircuts on Friday, L'Kavod Shabbos, that's the time to take your haircut. So since you take your haircut on Friday, L'Kavod Shabbos, that's how it belongs here, because we're talking about things that should or could not be done on Friday. The Sfas Emes takes it a step further. The Sfas Emes says that you would think that even though you're not allowed to take your haircut on before Mincha, as we're going to learn, because you may get caught up with the haircut, and you'll miss Mincha. So when is that a relevant concern? During the week. Because during the week, I'll get stuck in the barbershop. But Friday afternoon, the barbershop closes anyway. They will learn later in the Masechta, they used to have shofars, they used to blow, and everybody knew Shabbos was coming. So maybe there is a less of a concern. And on Friday, even though the rest of the week, I won't let you take your haircut before Mincha, on Friday I will, teaches us the Mishnah, that even on Friday, this gzeira still applies, and some of the Mincha you're not allowed to go in for a haircut. And we'll talk about it more in the Gemara. The question that we have to remember, and we'll answer it when we learn the Gemara, is why does the Mishnah say, Lo yeshiv adam lefnei asaper? A person shouldn't sit down in front of the barber. It should have said, Lo yistaper! Don't take a haircut! So, something to remember. Next halacha. Lo yikanes adam lemerchetz. A person shouldn't go in to take a bath and a steam bath. Veloy leburski, shouldn't go into a tannery. v'loy lechel, he shouldn't begin a meal, v'loy lodin, and not start a din Torah, or samach lemincha. Again, we'll talk about what mincha means. V'meschilu, but if he begins, so like Tosfos explains, what the Mishnah here in Schilu means two things. Number one, it means that let's say you started before the Zman that it's Asr. And now, you already began, so you could continue. But Tosfos says it also means that let's say you began, you shouldn't have begun. Let's say the Zman Mincha is 1:30. And as we're going to learn, the Samach means a half an hour. So you started after one, your haircut, which you shouldn't have. Even though you shouldn't have started it, still the halacha is a mafsik and you don't have to stop. However, mafsik and lakrishma, if you're middle of supper and you realize and it comes as man krishma, then you have to be mafsik. Why? Because krishma, as we just finished learning with Sechta Brachas, is a deraisa, and that's why you have to stop. The a mafsik and tefillah, but for tefillah you don't have to stop your meal. Why don't you have to stop your meal? So according to the Ramban that we learned in Sechta Brachas, that tefillah is midrabanan, so that's why it's not as chomer as the krishma. Even according to the Rambam, who says that tefillah is midaraisa, so we explained that the Rambam will agree that one tefillah a day and that whole nusach tefillah is enough. Here we're talking about mincha or ma'ariv, so he already davened shachris. Even the Rambam agrees that this person doesn't have a chiyuv tefillah midaraisa, and that's why he doesn't have to stop. So, just to review something we spoke about in Masechta Brachas. How does the day work in terms of the Zmanim? In midday is called Chatzos. A half an hour after Chatzos is what's called Mincha Gedoyla. When we say half an hour, or we'll say 3 hours later, is Mincha Ketana, we don't mean necessarily 30 minutes or 60 minutes. It depends, like we learned in Masechta Brachas, on the length of the day. In the summer it could be longer than 30 minutes or 60 minutes, in the winter it could be shorter. When we speak here about before Mincha, don't take a haircut, don't eat, which Mincha are we talking about? Mincha Gedoyla, which is the time you could start davening Mincha, which is a half an hour after Chatzos, Shalos Manias, or is it Mincha Ketana, 3 hours later? Hi Mincha, hi Samach LeMincha. What does Samach mean? Ilaim LeMincha Gedoyla, before Mincha Gedoyla, that means from Chatzos, that would mean a half an hour from Chatzos, you would not be allowed to daven, you're not allowed to take a haircut or anything. What am I loy? Why am I being so strict with him? From Chatzos till the end of time you could have Mincha is plenty of time. Ela Samach LeMincha Ketana. It must mean that before Mincha Ketana. So now the Zman is approaching by which you have to have Davin Mincha, and that's why I'm telling you don't take your haircut. Ask the Gemara if, and we're saying now that even if you started something Samach LeMincha Ketana, you shouldn't have, but in Meschil, if you bid, you don't have to stop. Ask the Gemara, name it have the Yiftah Rabbi Shuma Levi. Shouldn't this Mishnah be a refutation of something Rabbi Shuma Levi said? We learned in Masechta Brachas. Don Rabbi Shuma Levi, Kivin Shagia Zman Tefillas Mincha, as soon as the Zman Tefillas Mincha came, Asal Adam Shiyatim Klum. And like the Mefarshim explained, Yiyatim means to do anything, take even a little taste. Here we're talking about eating. And there it says you not even take a taste. And he was saying that if you started, you don't have to stop. And he's saying don't even take a taste. So how do I reconcile our Mishnah? It was saying that the Mishnah is talking about Mincha Ketana with Rabbi Shuma Levi's din. Says the Gemara, La'olam samach l'mincha gdoyla. We're talking about Mincha Gdoyla. We asked the question, why are we being so strict? He has plenty of time to daven Mincha. We're talking about Petesparis Ben Alosha. Ben Alosha was Rebbe's son-in-law. He was a wealthy man. He wanted to copy the haircut of the Kohen Gadol. The haircut of the Kohen Gadol was a very interesting way of grooming his hair. One hair, the end of one hair reached the beginning of the next hair, which was a very time-consuming event. And he spent a lot of money to find the right barber who could do it. And it also took a long time. So even though there's plenty of time for the haircut, but it's a haircut that takes a long time. So that's why we don't let you take a haircut even before Mincha Gedoyla. V'loy l'merchitz, we don't let you go into the bathhouse. Again, it's l'kula mils to merchitz. He's taking a bath and a schwitz and everything. V'loy l'burski, you're not allowed to go into a tannery. L'burski Gedoyla. Going into a big tannery with a big job ahead of him. V'loy l'echol, v'suda Gedoyla. It's a big meal, it's a chasna, which could take many hours. V'loy l'din, not to the din Torah, but chilstin. You're starting a din Torah. I don't know how long the din Torah will last. That's one way. So according to this teretz, the Mishnah is saying that before mincha gdayla, I have to be careful not to do these things. That's the first teretz. But only a big haircut, or only a big meal. Rav Acha bar Yaakov is even more machmer. He says, "Olam b'tisparis tidon." Even it's our haircut. But the question is, our haircut, how long does a haircut take? That I'm not going to let you take a haircut before mincha gedayla. L'chatchila ma'ila yeshiv, gzeir shemi shavar azog. I'm concerned that the scissor will break, and you're in the middle of sitting there, and you can't get off, you can't walk out with half your hair cut, and half your hair not cut, and it'll take a long time. And Taken the Magen Avraham says, and let's say you go to a barber that has a few scissors, has a few machines, you may be allowed to, because even if one breaks, he has another one to rely on. V'loy l'merchitz, l'zir ba'alma. Just going in for a quick schwitz. The question is, l'chatchila ma'iloy. So you have plenty of time. Gzer Hashem is aleph. You may faint in the schwitz and miss mincha. V'loy l'burski, you're only going into the tannery l'yuna ba'alma. Just to check on something. So I was like, "Chatchila ma'iloy." Why can't you remain there? Dilma chazib said b'zvinei. Somebody may see something going bare with the business, umitrid, and he'll get busy with it, and he'll miss mincha. V'loy lechol, he's not allowed to eat besudik tana, even a small meal. Is the question l'chatchila ma'iloy? Why not? Domil aslam shuchei. You went for a small meal, but you got fashlept with a big meal. V'loy ledin. It's Ptok Megmar Din. We already finished the Psak, the Din Tayru. Now we're only giving over the Psak. So, if so, l'chatchila ma'iloy, because Dilma Chazatam v'sos Adina. As I'm issuing the Psak, I may realize that the Psak is incorrect and have to do over the Din Tayru. That's why I daven mincha first. So, according to this, you're not supposed to do anything before mincha g'dayla, even if it's a small, according to this teretz, even if it's a small meal. There's a machlokes which teretz we follow. Taisus says we follow the first teretz. So according to Taisus, a small meal or a regular haircut would be mutter before mincha k'dayla, for sure. Before mincha k'tana would be awesome. The Rosh paskens like the second teretz, that everything is also even before mincha k'dayla. The Shulchan Aruch, before mincha k'dayla, even a regular haircut is also, or regular meal is also, not a Suda G'dayla, even a Suda K'tana. That's how the Rosh paskens. But the Ramah says that even though, according to this, let's say, a Suda G'dayla, a wedding, one would not, if somebody has a wedding in the afternoon, he would not be allowed to go to the meal before he davens mincha G'dayla, before he davens mincha. In other words, if you have a wedding after mincha G'dayla, you should not be allowed to eat before that. Yet people are mekel. Why? So Ramah says, the Faiskim say the reason why we're makel is because we have reminders to remind us that we should have a mincha, or we have minyan kavuas that we always have a mincha in a certain place at a certain time. That's why people are makel with this Gemara. However, this Gemara is only talking about mincha. What about shachris? Let's say somebody woke up very early in the morning and he starts and he's doing something. Does he have to stop when this man shachris comes? Let's say somebody woke up in the morning before Alois Shachar. He's allowed to eat. He's allowed to do something else. He's not allowed to daven anyway. What's the halachot? Could he continue or not continue? There, everybody agrees you can't continue. Why? Because there's a shayla, there's another din, which is called, we just read it, Loisoich Lo Adam. And the Gemara explains what's Loisoich Lo Adam. Loisoich Lo Achit Spalu Al Dimchem. You're not allowed to eat until you daven to Hashem for your own life. So Ibazoi, a person in the morning is more chumidig than the rest of the day. And once the Zman Shachris comes, you shouldn't do anything else besides Daven Shachris, unless you have a minyan kavua, unless you're learning a shir barabim, there are a terim. But it's much more chumidig when it comes to Shachris than to mincha mairis. So Ibazoi, that it's much more chumidig when it comes to Shachris versus mincha mairiv, the question is, how could somebody take a shower in the morning? Somebody wakes up in the morning, most people wake up, it's already the Zman Shachris. And we're learning not allowed to do anything before you daven, l'sochel al adam, how could you take a shower? So I saw from the Oz Nidru, he says that taking a shower in our times is not considered a real malacha. It's something that people do. They're in and out of the shower, and that's why you could be makel on taking a shower in the morning, even if it's after the Zman Tefillah Shachris, and you didn't daven yet. Specifically, if you're a person that always davens in a certain shul at a certain time, you would have another heter. And a chadami, you would need the same heter. Continues the Gemara. Meimasai is chalos tespiris. When is it considered you started taking a haircut? That we learned that if you start taking a haircut, you don't have to stop, even if you started, which you shouldn't have. Amrav Avin, Mishinich Mafarish Safran Abrakov. As soon as they put on the apron, that's considered you started taking the haircut. Now we have an answer. Says the Eretz Vita Mishnah. We asked, what does it say, Lo Yeshiv Odom? It should say, Lo Yistaper. Because we're saying that what is a haircut considered? A haircut is not considered when you're actually getting a haircut. A haircut is as soon as you sit down. So that's what the Mishnah said, Lo Yeshiv, don't sit down. Because that's already considered the beginning. What do we see from here, the Eretz Vita says? He says, Amari de Gazach. He says, from here you see that a preparation for something is considered just like the thing itself. And here it's not for Dvar Mitzvah. Certainly for a Dvar Mitzvah, a preparation for a Dvar Mitzvah also has a lot of chashivas like the mitzvah itself. The Ben Ish Chai says another thing. Layeshv Adam Lefnei Saper means that we're talking that you went to a barber. So you would think that you went to a barber, you have nothing to worry about. He's a professional. He could do the haircut very quickly. But now he's saying even Layeshv Adam Lefnei Saper, don't sit down by a barber who you think can do the job quickly and have plenty of time to daven, because you never know, his machine may break. So that's the answer to what we asked before. Or Meimisai Escholos Merchatz, when is it considered you began taking the Merchatz? Amarav of Mishiyar Mefartoi, as soon as you take off your shirt. Mishiyar Mefartoi Imeno. Or Meimisai Escholos Piriski, when is it considered you started the tannery? Mishiyuk Shebenk Seifov, from when you put on they used to wear such an apron because they got dirty with the chemicals and the leather. From when is it considered that you began the meal? Ravam Mishito Yodav, from when you wash your hands. Rechaninam Mishiyata Chagur, from when they used to wear in Bovel a tight belt, so it's hard to eat with a tight belt around you. So they used to open up the belt. Says the Gemara V'loi Pligi. Halon V'haluhu. The people in Bovel who wore a tight belt, the meal begins when they open the belt. The people in Eretz Yisrael who didn't wear the belts, the meal begins from when they wash their hands. And Tosfos explains, Halon V'halahu. In Eretz Yisrael, they had Talmidim from Bavel. So they told the Bavel Talmidim, the Zman is from when you open your belt. In Bavel, that Eretz Yisrael Talmidim, so they told them that you should do it from when you wash your hands. Why? Because people used to go somewhere else to learn. So in Eretz Yisrael, there were always Chutz La'aretz Talmidim, and in Chutz La'aretz, there were always Eretz Yisrael Digger Talmidim. So the Tveres Yisrael says, it says in Pirkei Avos, we just started Pirkei Avos, it says, have a goyla l'mokum Torah. So the question is, why do we say have a goyla l'mokum Torah? We should say, have a goyla l'lumay Torah. So the answer is, even if you can l'lumay Torah, even if you can learn in where you are, you have yeshivas where you are, there's still a concept of have a goyla l'mokum Torah. A person should go away to a mokum Torah. One more thing before we go further in the Gemara. The Gemara said here that a moment ago, this is very relevant, especially where we learned the Masechta Brachos. That what are we, even before, the second teretz of Achas teretz was that even if you started, we don't want you to do anything before Mincha. Because even if you're going in for a small meal or for a quick thing, you may get delayed and you'll miss Mincha. So we learned the Masechta Brachos like this, that if somebody misses a tefillah, so if he was an oinus, he could daven by the next tefillah tashlum. He could make it up, daven two Shemoneh Esrei by the next tefillah. It was b'mezid, he can't. So now the question is, what is the definition of oinus? What mezid is, what is the definition of oinus? What does that mean? Let's say somebody started a meeting at 1:30. Zman Mincha is 1:30, and he started a meeting at 1:30. Because he thought it's a quick meeting. And then he got delayed, and he missed Mincha. Is that considered oinus or mezid? On one hand, you could say he had every intention of finishing the meeting in an hour and having plenty of time to daven. On the other hand, since he started a meeting when it's man mincha, and there's always that outside chance that he would get delayed and miss mincha, you can't call him an oinus anymore. La'loch l'maisa, the pious can pass that we have a very lenient definition of oinus. The only thing that we consider not an oinus is somebody purposely skipped a tefillah. He decided he's not davening mincha for whatever reason. But if he missed a tefillah for any reason, even though it's not total oinus, he wasn't so innocent, it's enough that we let him daven tashlumin. What is this man of a half an hour before mincha? So the morale says very nice. Why a half an hour? You know, sometimes samach means longer than half an hour, sometimes samach means, how do we get to the number of a half an hour? The morale says like this. Truthfully, we should be allowed to daven mincha from chatzais. Just the Gemara says we only start davening a half an hour after chatzais, because we're not exactly sure when chatzais is. So since the real man for mincha is from chatzais, so a half an hour is considered samach to mincha gedayla. Omer baya, hani chavim bavloi. These people that live in Bavel. Lamand omer tefilas av rishos. The coin to Mandom, it says Marav is Rishos, Kim the Sharlai Hamnayu, as soon as they open the belt, Lamatuchinalai. We don't make him daven. Ulamandam is Matuchinalai, ask the Marav, according to Mandom, it says that Marav is a Chayva, Ma we lent him Sech the Brachas, Matuchinalai, we will make you daven, but Tfilas Mincha. Tfilas Mincha, which we just explained, which everybody agrees, Kulam Chayva is obligatory. Vitnan, and we just learned in our Mishnah, Imschilu Aimaf Sikin. If you began eating, you don't have to stop. So why by Ma'ariv, which is certainly not more chomer than Mincha, do you have to stop? Vamachanin Mishyata Chagura, once you open your belt, you don't have to daven Mincha. Answers the Gemara, Hosam Lai Shchicha Shikris. Hacha Shchicha Shikris. By Mincha time, people don't drink. So we're not concerned that he's going to miss Mincha. Ma'ariv, people drink, and they may get drunk and miss Ma'ariv. Ask Taisvis. The Gemara Masechta Taina says that we don't daven, we don't say Nesias Kapayim by Mincha, because people may be drunk. Here we just said that by Mincha we don't get drunk. So Taisa says there's a difference between drinking a Revias and getting drunk. People Taka don't get drunk Mincha time, but they may drink with their lunch a Revias of wine. And as soon as you drink a Revias of wine, you're not allowed to do Duchnik. Inami, the Mincha Kivin the Kvila is Mana. Mincha has a time. You know that this man is ending. So that's why Purvison is nervous, and that's why I'm more makel. And that's why Mirsis, the last one, she won't miss Mincha. However, Arvis, Kim the Kula of Laila, Zman Arvis, the whole night is Ma'ariv, Loi Mirsis, he says, I have plenty of time. The fact that he has so much time works against him. And Taish says, we learned this from Sefer Brachos also, even if you hold the Ma'ariv is Rishus, the Ma'ariv is not obligatory the way we hold, you're certainly not allowed to miss Ma'ariv. The only excuse you have to ever miss a Ma'ariv if it's a mitzvah iveris, if you have a mitzvah that's going to, you lose the time. Ask the Gemara, Maskelar of Sheshes. What are we saying? That if you open your belt, you don't have to daven mincha. Ask the Gemara, Maskelar of Sheshes. Tarich l'masa amnayu. It's a big deal to put your belt back on. Void, lecha hachvelitzli. Daven without the belt. Better than missing and better than taking a chance of missing mincha. Answers the Gemara, Mishum Shanamahichon Lekrasa Lekach Yisrael. A person has to prepare himself when he davens. So that's why, how do you prepare yourself? By putting on your belt. So that's why there's no option of not putting on the belt. Ask Taisus, we still didn't answer the first question. Okay, you have to wear the belt. You have to wear the belt, Hichon Lekrasa Lekach Yisrael. But if you have to wear the belt, so put it on. What's the big deal to put on a belt? So the other Rishonim say, Hichon does, and this is the way we paskin. Hichon does not just mean putting on a belt. Hichon means the person has to be properly attired when he goes to daven. So it's not just the belt that's putting on a hat or a jacket or whatever he does to prepare himself for tefillah. So that does take effort. So we said once you took it off, you don't have to put it on. The Satmar Rebbe says a very nice teretz. He says, taka putting on a belt is not a big deal when it's not a mitzvah to put it on. When it's a mitzvah to put it on, it's a big deal. And here you're saying that you have to put on the belt. It's a big deal to put it on. There's a very interesting Taisus. So Taisus asks, quotes the Machzor Vitri, here the Gemara says that putting on a belt is a requirement for davening. So how come we don't, not everybody's makbid to wear a gartel for tefillah? From the Gemara it seems that you have to. So Machzor Vitri says that in those days, they were makbid to wear a belt by davening because the belt separated, we also learned from Sechta Brachos, the top half of the body and the bottom half of the body. But since we anywhere wear pants with belts, or we have underwear that has a waist around it, an elastic weight line, so we already have a separation between the top and the bottom, so that's why we don't have to put on a gartel. But that doesn't change the fact that the Gemara is saying that you still have to do something hichayim. You have to do something in preparation for tefillah. You may not have to do, according to the Machzor Vitri, a gatel or a belt, because we're already wearing a belt, but something in preparation for tefillah is certainly required according to this Gemara. Time limit for this. Samach does not always mean a half an hour. In this Gemara, Samach means a half an hour. I didn't stop.